From JMI Wealth, Tuesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Soft landing, it's doable, it's on, it's happening in America.
I think it will. Actually, Microsoft shares are at record high, so that's the old Altman thing working out well for Microsoft at the moment, not working out quite as well for OpenAI. Yeah, Mike, look, we're still grappling with this question of what's going to happen to the US economy, and pretty pivotal for global economic prospects, you know. And we've discussed this topic before, but and looking at data released in the last couple of weeks, the takeout is that the US could possibly avoid recession, which would be remarkable because, you know, there's a whole host of indicators that normally precede a recession that are suggesting it will happen. Now, in the last sort of 24 hours, ANZ have released a research piece backing the soft landing scenario. So the soft landing being a sort of gradual slowdown without dipping into recession. So they now see the sort of US economy, you know, slowing as a result of the aggressive monetary policy tightening. They see the labor market slowing at the same time. And we actually get an update on non-farm payrolls at the beginning of December. That's important for the Federal Reserve. But the other issue they talk about is that the tailwind that the US economy has enjoyed from fiscal policy, from government spending, that's going to start to wane. It's going to start to dissipate. So they see growth for this year, 2023, at 2.4%. So look, it's not shooting the lights out, but it's there. But that reduces to 1.1% growth in 2024, which is pretty anemic, not very frothy. They can't discount the US economy dipping briefly into negative growth territory, but dodging recession. So this is sort of still reinforcing the view that the economy has sort of, the US economy has surprised commentators with its resilience, despite some of these signals. So I just want to highlight one of these signals, Mike. It's called the yield curve inversion to explain that. You've got this, what we call the term structure of interest rates, and it's the wrong way round that we normally see it. And what I mean by that is the short-term rates, the three-month rate, is higher than the long-term rate, the 10-year rate. Now, the US yield curve has now been inverted for 13 months in a row. This is the longest period that we've seen this occur since the early 1980s in the US. And since the 1970s, that yield curve inversion has preceded every recession. So if the US does avoid recession this year, it will be quite a notable escape. And what's really saving them, Mike, over there at the moment is consumption. Consumption has held up really well. And the reason I point that out is because that's not so much the case here in New Zealand. At the end of this week, we saw the electronic card transaction data last week. It was soft. At the end of this week, we get the third quarter retail sales numbers. I think that's going to be a very telling number as well, because I think consumption in New Zealand starting to drop. And that's one of the differences between us and them.
I think you're right. Then we come to the OPEC meeting over the weekend. They're going to cut. They're going to extend the cuts.
Yes. Well, this is the thing, Mike. This is the big question. And so what I'm saying now is just watch out for some oil price volatility this week. You know, we know it's been volatile recently. We know it rallied up to about $100 or got close to $100 US. This is for Brent crude. And then there were concerns over growth and the price fell quite sharply and retreated back to the high 70s. But on Friday, it jumped up 4%. And that's continued today. And it's pushed up towards $83 this week. And it's key, of course, because of the role it plays in supply chain and inflation, and pretty much everything we consume gets affected by the oil price. And so, yeah, we've got an OPEC plus meeting next weekend. So you've got all the usual OPEC people plus all their allies, their oil allies like Russia. Now, we're starting to see reports now that analysts are expecting those production cuts, which have been in place since sort of late 2022. We're expecting that those cuts to be extended, but there's speculation swirling around Mike now and a fair bit of concern that what they actually could do is take those cuts and deepen them. And the reason for that is precisely because what I was talking about earlier, we're getting these very low growth projections for 2024. And what you sort of got these guys are going to do, they say, right, well, if there's not going to be that much demand for oil, what we're going to do is we're going to crimp supply even more. And there's sort of rumors that the Saudis want to keep oil price between $80 and $100. And they're not going to anything like a pesky global slowdown get in the road of that. So I think price could be quite volatile this week as we sort of lead into that OPEC meeting next weekend.
Speaking of which, numbers, please.
Yeah, so it's not looking too bad. We've got plenty of green numbers at the start of the week. The Dow Jones up 130 points, 0.38%. 35,078, the number there at the moment. The S&P 500 still above 4,500, 4,533. It's up just under 0.5%. And the NASDAQ up 117 points, 0.83%, 14,242. FTSE 100 down 8 overnight, 7,496. The Nikkei lost 0.59%, 33,388. Shanghai Composite up just under 0.5%, 3,068. The Aussies yesterday gained 9 points, 0.13%, 7,058. And on the NZX 50, we gained 30 points, closing 11,207. One Kiwi dollar this morning will buy you 0.6027 US, 0.9192 Aussie, 0.5507 Euro, 0.4820 pounds, 89.36 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,975, and Brent crude, as I said, just a touch under $83, $82.83.
See you Wednesday, JMOwealth.co.nz.